Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1704, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. The Haas told me that. Perhaps Mr. Dot Arnold, I am not sure. Mr. Rosser may possibly have told me. I do not recollect any other obstacle that was thrown in my way. Perhaps if I had known you were going to ask that question, I could have thought it over and refreshed my mind. As to why I did not go to see Jim Conley, because, as I have said, of the obstacles thrown in my way. As to why I could not get valuable information, I saw and read the notes and saw the clothes of the murdered girl and the manner in which the undergarments were out. He admitted writing the murder notes. As to how I know that Conley ever saw or had his hands on those garments, why the way in which those garments were out, indicates to my mind that it was the act of a pervert, such a perverted mind as Conley betrays in those notes. The most ridiculous thing that has been brought to my attention in this case is the fellows who claim to have been behind that factory or the alley on that day were lined up. You would think it was a parade. Also those who say claim to have heard screams there that day. Mr. Haas told me about some man who heard screams in that factory. I don't recollect he told me the names. I did not ever talk to a man who claims to have heard screams. I never talked to a man who claimed to have seen Jim Conley, but the Salvation Army man in Chicago. Yes, I heard that Mary Rich said that Conley bought a lunch from her down there. I was not there for looking for anybody in particular who saw him come out of the factory. I was looking for anybody that had any information on the subject. The instances that have occurred throughout the course of this investigation that showed prejudice on the part of any people were the handling of these witnesses, the Albert McKnight matter, and the statements that I read as having been made over and over of the effort that Burke made to send McKnight out of town when he was wanted as a witness in the Conley case. We made Annie Maud Carter a witness, she was our witness, and we wanted to take care of her, and we were satisfied what would happen to her if we left her here. In the investigation of Conley's record, this is the only instance, his connection with this case, I discovered. As to what criminal act Conley committed, I have only hearsay.